The U.S. Postal Service will delay the closure or consolidation of thousands of post offices around the country, including five in Alaska. The Postal Service announced a five-month reprieve this morning while Congress debates Postal Service legislation. The agency says it will lift the moratorium on May 15th. The Douglas Post Office is on the Alaska list, as well as the Anchorage Postal Store, postal stations at Elmendorf and Eielson Air Force Bases, and the post office at Fort Wainwright Military Base. Ernie Swanson, USPS spokesman for Washington State and Alaska, says those post offices are not yet out of the woods.
It gives them a reprieve for a while, but it doesn't mean that we're not still going to proceed with our studies on those projects and be ready to make a decision probably by the time the five-month period is over.
Several bills to help the financially strapped USPS are now before Congress. The Postal Service can't lobby Congress, and Swanson says none of them address all the issues,
including the pre-funding of retiree health benefits that costs us over $5 billion a year, the discontinuance of Saturday delivery. None of the proposed legislation that I'm aware of addresses all of the issues that we would like to see done.
Congress started requiring prepayment of benefits in 2006. Alaska U.S. Senator Mark Begich is among the senators taking credit for the moratorium. They met yesterday with U.S. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe and Postal Service Board of Governors Chairman Thurgood Marshall Jr. to encourage the delay.